You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back, and we're back with Nancy Clock Corey. She's the Regional Vice President of Caldwell Banker Residential Real Estate Southeast Region. She oversees about 2,000 realtors, which that must just be a joy.
They're wonderful. I love them.
Well, each one's different, that's for sure.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Okay. Now, listen, how far north does your oversight go?
I go from Delray Beach all the way down to Pinecrest and then west.
Well, Delray Beach, let's talk about Delray.
Delray Beach is just amazing. Every time I go up there, I can't stop smiling because it's a wonderful, quaint downtown area. It will give you everything from a beautiful mansion that's on the sand to condominiums to single family homes. Delray Beach really has it all. It's one of those really, not forgotten cities because obviously people, but it's definitely one of the up and comers, as you were mentioning before the break.
Well, like I always say, I've done deals everywhere. I did the deal on Atlantic Avenue, too. The big apartment right in the middle. That was me, too. Yeah, I'm crazy. I'm a nutty guy. So Atlantic Avenue, that means you go south then to Fort Lauderdale. Oh, my God, Fort Lauderdale. Tell me about Fort Lauderdale. My friends built the Amore, so watch yourself.
Fort Lauderdale with the waterway and the intercoastal there. That city is fabulous, and I still think for the value that you get in Fort Lauderdale, it's underpriced, because when you think about, I'm going to buy in here, I'm going to buy California, I'm going to buy in Miami, I'm going to buy in Miami Beach, and then you look at Fort Lauderdale and see everything you get for the prices that you get up there, I still think they're one of the best bargains going.
Let me tell you something else that a lot of people don't realize. In Miami-Dade, you got all these vertically integrated cities. You got Aventura, you got Midtown, you got Downtown, you got Brickell, you got try to find that anywhere in Broward except the CBD, the Central Business District. You won't. So you go, what started all that stuff off in downtown Fort Lauderdale? Well, no one would have moved there if they didn't have a Publix, and I wonder who did the Publix. Oh yeah, that was me. Okay, so I did a couple too. I did the Ellington, I did the school board building, but that's another show. That's your show. That's my show. We're doing your show today. So now we've done that. We've done Weston. I know what I want to talk about. Hollandale. What's going on in Hollandale?
Hollandale is another one of those areas because, as we discussed before, the ocean is the ocean, and Hollandale's got the ocean there, and it surprises me that it really hasn't taken off more than it already has, but it's a beautiful enclave, and once again, the beaches up there are just fabulous. There's a lot of transition going on there, but that's a normal type of a situation.
Creates opportunities.
You're right, and you're a commercial broker, so as a commercial broker, what we do is we drive around, and we see, oh my gosh, we haven't seen a hotel in multiple blocks. We need a gas station in this area. That's one of those areas where those types of things happen. You see that in Coral Gables because they're starting to put hotels up there. So, the transition that's going on in every single market, whether it's commercial or residential, is just incredible. We're really kind of young here in South Florida. When you think about the entire country and the evolution of the entire country, when you see how far our area has gone in 20 or 25 years, it's pretty phenomenal.
I know what I wanted to say before and I didn't get it out, but I want to do it now. Real estate is a mentorship business.
It is.
And so it sounds to me like you're one heck of a mentor. But when I come into the business, I'm going to need two things. I'm going to need staying power and I'm going to need a mentor. That was what I was getting to. So somebody can come to you. They can be a bright, shiny penny and go, you might be great for Sally and Dadeland or Bob and Brickell. Why don't you meet both of them and see who you match up with? And that's the advantage you have by having 2,000 people.
I think the connection between the agents is absolutely fantastic. And when I can connect two associates, because to me, it's like a business marriage. So you better be serious if you're going to connect up and stay together for a really long time.
Joint venture.
So I highly recommend dating. And I tell them that all the time. Make sure that you get to know each other. But what happens is over time, people just come together. And some of the partnerships that I've seen come together have been fabulous. It could be a veteran with a millennial. It could be two women. It could be two men. It could be men and women that are not related to each other. There are a lot of parent-child relationships that are going on now. So the legacy that I'm seeing in this business, of course, I'm a legacy child myself from my own parents. But what I see in the partnerships where the parents and the children are working the business together, that is so powerful. And what we're going to see from that next generation, I think, is phenomenal, because you're marrying very traditional marketing and traditional ideas with very contemporary digital, you know, cutting edge type thing. The combination is extremely powerful.
Okay, enough about the market information. I want to talk to you about what you would say to some of your brokers to help them be successful. Give me a little bit of the coaching tips that you like to give. Not all the salsa, because I want them to come and meet you in person, but what are some of the things that you find that are important business, planks to your business platform? I like that term. Planks to your business platform. What would some of the planks to your business platform be that are important for realtors that work with you to know?
Okay, so Jim, we're a very social business. So what I would tell you is I would tell you to do what you love. Like, for example, you like to golf. You know what? You're going to be in a cart with three other guys for 18 holes. By the time you get done with that golf game, you will have three new relationships. Those three people, they live in homes. They live in properties. If there's different types of activities, if you like charities, if you like to be involved in certain things, if you have a passion for something, get involved with it, because that passion always leads to business. If you're paying attention to everything that's going on around you and you are thinking about real estate every second of every day that you're working, you don't need to be totally obsessive about it. You're going to see opportunities everywhere, because all three people that are sitting in this room right now and the lovely lady right behind us, I'll live in properties. So everywhere you go, when you walk outside that door, there's opportunity. So it's really up to you to make that happen for yourself.
Oh, gosh, this woman sees into my brain. It's like a little coffee cup on Monty Python where the people come out. You know, it's amazing, because I can't stay calm. I drive around town every open area, every rundown building, every fancy, every store. I think of what deal I could do there. I'm obsessed. Sounds to me like I got the right attitude for this business.
You know what? I just might hire you. You never know.
Hey, listen, I'm going to leave it like that, because that's our opening for the next show.